Last episode, the Musafirs explored the abandoned Haveli near camp. They discovered some chilling details about the estate and found the bones of many creatures in the kitchen. They immediately fled after this grisly encounter. The question is, will the Haveli let them leave? You're listening to The Musafirs. Starring Ajay Bande as Anika.
Does nobody have conjuration magic?
Amr Amaraz as Aduri.
And in this moment, Adhila empathized with Ador.
Jabari Weathers as Adila.
You know that I'm right.
Leona Maple as Aditi.
Terrified and very much like, oh, I hear it too sort of look.
And Mariam Ahmed as the GM. Those are just like bones. I mean, they're not gonna do anything at all. Hi, you're listening to The Musafirs, a bi-weekly decolonized D&D 5e actual play podcast. Woohoo! We reached 5 episodes. I hope you've enjoyed the adventures of our A-team so far. If you've wondered what the Musafirs look like, look no further. We now have official character portraits illustrated by our very own bard, Jabari Weathers. You can find those, as well as cast bios, on our website, themusafirspodcast.com. Exact details can be found in our show notes. The Musafirs is now part of Welcome to the Party podcast channel on Podbean. Welcome to the Party is dedicated to creating an inclusive and equitable gaming community where folks can come and learn how to stream or play games on stream, and then give them the place to do it. If you would like to support us and Welcome to the Party, join their Patreon. You'll get interviews with players, mods, and DMs, behind-the-scenes look at games from arts to notes, and you'll help underwrite amazing writers, artists, and creators from across the gaming verse, and help create a place to showcase their amazing work. Their Patreon link can be found in the show notes. I will say that we will start the session with all of you making your way back to the caravan that is close to the road. And as you approach, you notice that everyone's gathered around the front of the caravan, or the front caravan. And as you approach, you see Fakir Chand under the caravan, like looking at the wheel, and you notice now at this point as you get closer that the cart is lopsided. And the reason for its lopsidedness is because there's a wheel on the side of the road split in half.
Oh boy.
And the axle also looks like it's been snapped in half. And Fakir Chand and his partner are currently figuring out the best way to fix this. It looks like they're going into the woods and trying to, like, there's discussion about trying to maybe use magic. Gorgoli, she is currently, her hands are stretched over the broken pieces, and are trying to magically mend it, but it's not mending properly, or something's going off. And everyone's shaking their heads.
I'm gonna stride over to that wheel and push the pieces together as I, you know, try to start forcing the creepiness of what we just saw out of my brain. I'm like, oh, look, something productive to do. And I just ask, do you mind if I help?
Goraguli looks at you in the please, you know. Clearly, you might have something that I haven't already tried.
I'm going to also try mending.
So you cast the cantrip, and I believe it's a minute as you sort of work the pieces. As you do, you notice that at the sort of, it's not quite a clean cut. It's actually very jagged, and there's all these splinters that even though you are trying to connect them, they're still missing a lot of pieces for it to be completely stable. Like all these small little bits and pieces, and the spell doesn't work as intended, and you're sort of back to square one. And Goraguli looks at you and sort of gives you that, see?
I'm trying to help.
How much metal is involved in the assembly?
There is metal pins to connect, like sort of in the spoke, there's a metal sort of a big pin that helps support the wooden parts of it that would connect it to the axle. I clearly know a lot about Cartwright, so I'm probably going to mess this up. However, the metal pieces are sort of the joining bits, but other than that, it looks like the wood's been split, but it's not like a clean split. It's like many splinters.
Yeah, okay. Because Annika knows a bit about blacksmithing, so that would have helped a little bit, but... I have survival. Would survival be useful? And this has a, like, jerry-rigging things.
With your blacksmithing and survival, give me an intelligence check with proficiency.
Woo, woo, woo. See, that is a 23, I think. Ooh. Yeah, 23.
Nice. So, with that 23, you realize that this is A, not an easily fixed job, even with magic, because magic usually requires all the pieces to join properly to actually fix this. You're coming to the same conclusion that Gurguly and Fakirchan are coming to, which is that you will probably need to make a new one, and that will require several hours. And by the time you're done, you will probably have to stay one more night in over here, as it won't be safe to travel by the time you're done.
How liftable is this cart?
What is your strength score?
16.
Oh boy.
16. Okay, so the way the rules work, I believe you can carry up to 15 times your score.
240 pounds.
Yeah, it's way more than that. It's probably, with items and everything, you're looking about 400 or 500 pounds.
All right.
So, I look over at Annika. Why don't we go back to that manor?
Annika is giving you just...
I bet it has another wheel. You know that I'm right. It's the best place to look in a bind. What do you all say?
You look over and Edhuri is like slightly a ways off, but clearly in the direction of the manor. They haven't walked the entire distance, but they've stopped. Like, they've stopped at the edge, but like clearly in that direction.
Wait, so toward the temple and...
They started walking towards the manor. They haven't like, they're not keeping on going. They just kind of stopped at ways away, but in the direction of the manor.
Aditi does not know what to do. She feels entirely out of her league, has not come across too many problems like this before. The best that she can think to do is carry people on Bailu's back, but even Bailu's not going to be able to carry that much. Looking around for spare wheels thing might be a good idea.
Does nobody have conjuration magic?
I don't.
Look, I'm sure any old rickety wheel that we find over there will at least give us enough material to fix... this wheel? We probably don't even have to go through all of the grounds.
Why not just use a branch, chop it up, have extra material.
Be my guest.
Let's try that.
Let's see if it works. Is there a little switch or something around that I can just, like, you know, snap and, like, try some mending?
I'm gonna say mending doesn't quite work that way.
Okay.
Like, the way mending works is you have pieces of a puzzle that you can then magically, like, essentially, you have to have all the pieces to stick them together.
So if someone took that branch and, like,
right,
crafted it into the missing parts of the wheel, it would be fine. But as a raw branch, it wouldn't work.
I believe Annika wanted to find, basically chop some wood and help in building this.
The hope was to be able to, like use mending to rig it together, but if that's not going to work... Annika hates to admit it, but I guess we have to go back into the house and stab some skeletons.
Those are just like bones. I mean, they're not gonna do anything at all.
And didn't Annika like do an earthquake or something last time?
Listen, I've dealt with undead before. They are a nightmare to clean up. So let's just go in there, not make a fuss, and get out before a Rakshasa or some undead abomination, or God knows what, shows up.
Hold on, who said anything about the undead?
There were so many bones in a place.
Sure, yes, bones. Maybe the manor belonged to a psychopath, but not undead. Look, it's just going to be a really quick run, and then we'll have the material to get going.
Alright, I don't have the healing spells, so you can make that decision. I guess I'll follow you.
I go.
Annika follows.
So Atturi has been kind of waiting a little bit. So by the time the group catches up, they're sitting like legs crossed on top of like a hill or like the empty area, just somewhere open and empty with a bit of a view as the group catches up.
Yep, just like your last night in Koldak, somehow Atturi is already there waiting for all of you slowpokes to catch up.
Annika's used to it.
Oh boy. Alright, so where should we look? Can I do like an investigation?
I would also like to do an investigation.
For sure. Just as a reminder, there was essentially front gates, which were these metal, gorgeous engraved, a goat on either side, sort of looking towards each other. And it's a sort of a double door entrance. So those are still left open as you expeditiously retreated. Not the spell, just the actual...
cowardice.
attitude as you left this haveli. The doors are still open and they're sort of... in the wind, just sort of creaking ever so slightly. And you all enter, and there is essentially this front courtyard with the mansion and a couple of small little sheds and huts, which you are probably going to head towards, I imagine, thinking that might be some place to look for wheels. At this point, you may give me your investigation checks. Now, you can either do your own investigation checks, or you can choose to give someone advantage, and you're both... you're, like, working together, essentially, to find something.
My investigation is normally... it's normally 7.
Oh, damn.
Plus 7?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to help you then.
Well, that is being figured out. Atturi is not going to look or really help anyone. They are going to... as soon as they get inside and the group's all inside, they're going to just sit straight down... in the like front entrance hallway, cross legs, have both their scabbards across their lap. Their head is kind of bowed down. They're listening in case anything happens, but they are not really showing any signs of helping out or kind of being as engaged as they were with exploring this place the first time we walked in.
Yeah, the bonus is 7, by the way. For a second I was like, is that math wrong? And then I remembered that it's expertise.
Expertise.
Yeah.
Okay, so with your friends or companions helping you, roll that check with the advantage.
Excellent. Wow. So I got 11 and a nat 20 plus 7, so 27.
So you go through the first, there's like 2 or 3 sheds. You go through the first one. And it seems to be some sort of storage shed of some kind. And it seems to be there's lots of trunks in them of various kinds. Very ornate metal trunks. Small, big, various size. No wheels there. In the second shed area that is a little wider... you think maybe this is where they would have, like, a garage of some kind where they would have maybe had wagons or anything of that sort. You open it, sure enough, there's like, hay all over the place. There's, like, this very old, musty... you get a whiff of the history of where hay used to be. There is what looks to be some sort of a cart and wheels.
Do they look approximately the right size?
As you go to examine it and touch it, it basically disintegrates. It's old. Mm. It's not been touched in years, and it's not been maintained in, forget years, maybe even decades, possibly centuries. They just kind of collapse and crumble.
I mean, Into a neat pile?
Of sorts. I mean, as you try to pick up a wheel, it just snaps right off. Like, the wood's really brittle. However, as you're all in the shed, there's a breeze and the door suddenly slams shut and you are engulfed in darkness for a few seconds.
Could someone open that back up? I'm trying to do something.
I'm imagining Does the door make a loud slam or just like a...
You definitely hear it, but it's not like a loud bang crash. It just sort of is like a sudden, like, you know, if there's like a gust of wind and the doors smack, you definitely hear it and your ears prick up as you hear that.
Yeah. And I think they pull their eyes up out of the ground, get up, adjust their presentation, and head over to see what's going on.
Okay. Meanwhile, inside this now slam doors, what do you all do?
So the wheel is just like dust from what I can feel.
Basically, you think anything that could have been salvageable? Not really.
Damn.
Annika's going to try and open the door, and if it's locked, she's going to punch it open.
As you push the door, Aduri, at this point, you head to the door, and Annika. As you open it, you see Aduri in front of you.
And I think Aduri, like, takes a half step back and kind of winces. Because you said you're, like, barging this door open, just, like, shoulder checking it, basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's... So, like, that happens, and there's, like, a slight wince, and then when I imagine the doors both hit the sides of the wall again because they swung all the way out, there's just, like, another wince from Aduri. Is everything all right over here?
Doors. I hate them. And I think what Annika's gonna try and do...
Like, mostly.
Shut up. I think what Annika's gonna try and do is to make sure that the door stays open. If it opens all the way back to the other side of the wall, she's going to use her sword to try and impale the door and the wall so that it stays open.
Okay, as you do, like the wheels and the carts, they are made of really old wood, and you basically punch a much bigger hole than you intended. It's sort of like, you know, Bollywood stunt wood.
Plot twist. There is no haunting here. There really is just some resident who doesn't keep this up and we're just destroying it.
Oh, well.
This was some set where there was some shooting and you totally wrecked it.
Oh, no.
Well, they should have put some guards up front.
Jokes aside, yeah, the wood is so old and so rotten that when you try to punch to sort of keep the door in place, you essentially make this gigantic hole that you could probably easily crawl out of with your sword.
Well, we're not going to be wanting for light inside there. Let's go back in. Is just everything in there just kind of junk?
It sounds like it.
Pretty much. I mean, any of the metal bits are red. They are rusted.
There's a third shed, right?
Yes, there is.
Let's go there.
Walk that way.
This shed actually looks a little better structurally than the other two. It's made out of stone, and the doors are also made out of stone. And as you push, it does not budge.
Hmm. Here, let me give this a shot.
Be my guest.
Aduri steps forward and kind of tries to inspect to see if there's anything resembling a lock or an opening on this door. Is it like a normal door, or is this...
The door initially just looks very simple. However, with just a quick glance looking closely without actually having to roll, you notice that there's actually sort of carving, a sort of like a frame carving into it. At this point, probably give me your investigation check.
That's a 10 on the dice, so 12.
Yeah, you notice that there's definitely more to this door than meets the eye. However, you don't find a place where there is any sort of a physical keyhole or lock.
Mm-hmm. So, Aturi's kind of been examining this door, hoping to be able to, like, lockpick it. And as they're running this examination, you can notice that in the few moments they had to themselves, they've altered their presentation a little so that, like, their tail, which was kind of out and about earlier and being used frequently, is nowhere to be seen. When they turn back around to talk to y'all, their scabbards are both now on full display, whereas before they were kind of more kept to the side or hidden. Their outfit is pulled a little lower so you can see the leather chest plate that they're wearing. And the only sign, really, that you can tell that they're a tabaxi is the fact that they're ear and most of the fur on their face is kind of standing up and prickled, as opposed to earlier where they were kind of peppy and happy. And they shrug and just say, no lock, but some sort of mechanism.
I smell magic.
I want to roll Arcana on this.
All right. Roll me an Arcana check.
All right. 17.
Yeah, as you look at the frame and the carving, you notice that there's actually shallow etching such that your friend definitely would have missed it, but now you notice it. And there are different runes of some kind all over it. You know that it would take magic to open this, but you are unsure whether it would be a spell of some kind or some sort of like arcane object or something that you're not quite sure about. It's been a while. You know there's magic, but you are having trouble figuring out what sort of magic would be needed.
It's definitely a magical lock of some kind. Either there's a key for it or a specific spell. Let's try a couple.
And she's going to cast Shocking Grasp to see if shock punching this door is going to do anything. Just for funsies.
So Shocking Grasp is a cantrip and you basically touch it?
Basically, yeah.
And cast a spell? Describe to me how it looks as you do it.
She just kind of, like, Annika just kind of, like, looks at the runes and just, all right, let's try this. And just winds up a punch. And just, like, wherever the center of the frame is, she just kind of, like, punches it straight on. Just lightning, like, arcing across her forearm. Like, it almost feels like the ground itself shakes a little bit. And I wonder what happens.
Avila, how do you feel seeing this?
Oh, I wince a little bit. I definitely am, like, because I know exactly how that feels. Glad the building doesn't have any feelings.
And in this moment, Adhila empathized with a door.
She's a very deep person, okay? Very open.
So as the lightning sort of spreads from your fist to the door and you almost feel like the earth is moving and there's magic crackling in the air, nothing happens.
Not surprising.
All right, whatever it is, it's not powered by evocation. Let's look for a key.
I'm about as shocked that it didn't work as the door is.
Oh my god.
The burn.
Annika has no words for that, honestly.
Adhila walks off to the manor. That was quick.
What is Adithi doing in all of this?
I am wrapping myself in a blanket scarf. But Adithi is just, I think Bailey was kind of freaking out a little bit. There's lightning going off and shit like this. And so I think she's just kind of very, very distracted and feeling very, very helpless because her panther is kind of freaking out and she's just like kind of like focusing on like trying to pet him and calm him, and she's just like uncertain of what to do other than like help with searching.
Well, can I have to get back inside?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, do you all head into the Haveli?
Yeah. I guess we got to.
Bailu does not come back in. Bailu's like, nope. Bailu's waiting outside.
Can I actually try to like interact with Bailu?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be sort of comforting. Like, I notice that Bailu is, like, kind of freaking out. And I, like, kind of level myself with Bailu. And I'm just like, we could use your help. And I, like, pet Bailu.
Yeah, I think, you know, having lots of friends soothing Bailu, it means that Bailu's kind of like, meow, and very reluctantly is like, okay, I'll come with you. Don't want to, but I will. So.
Aww. I walk side by side with your panther.
Aww.
So as you enter in, the doors behind you again, somehow there's a gust and it just shuts close.
Bailu jumps a foot in the air and just starts hissing at the door.
Bailu's not alone in it. Huri like winces and snaps at the door as well.
Seems that the guilds are extremely private beings.
Once again, Annika's going to kick it open just to make sure all doors stay open.
As you go to open the door opens normally.
This house is driving me mad.
Is it a wooden door?
It is not. It is a stone door.
Can't rip it off.
Can we kind of tell the layout of the house? Have I seen other houses like this?
You have, actually. This is very much sort of a landowner's country house or estate. houses like these don't really exist in Koldak, sort of the urban centers, just because the houses are more like townhouses to accommodate more people. Although the nicer places, there's like nice neighboring communities and nice havelis that are sort of built for urban areas. But some of your family friends and your parents' friends definitely had like country estates similar to this.
So I'd kind of know where to go if I wanted to figure out where, like, the homeowners would usually place themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the style is slightly different in that, yes, it's a very old style, but certain basic amenities, yeah, you would, it just, that hasn't changed that much in however many years this mansion has been abandoned.
I go to where the head of the household would typically be. Like, I just very confidently.
Like the master bedroom of some kind or the study?
The bedroom first, and then I would go back to the study because we actually investigated that together before.
Where is everybody else going?
If Adila is going to the master bedroom, Annika's going to follow, partially because Adila knows what she's doing. And also because she probably would die if something were to jump out of a corner.
She knows what she's doing, but doesn't.
Annika has faith in your intellect, not in your combat skills.
Okay. Aww. Well, thanks.
Adhuri, as you all are following, your ears sort of prick, and you hear like a...
Oh no.
Do we all hear this or just Adhuri?
Just Adhuri. You notice Bailu's ears also prick up a little and sort of almost simultaneously, like twins, the two of you sort of turn in the same direction and are sort of panning with your ears.
So I think Adhuri's gonna look up and when they notice that the rest of the group kind of isn't reacting because they're not hearing this. They're about to say something, then they notice that Bailu is also reacting and whisper to Bailu. So you hear it too, huh?
Bailu kind of looks up at Adhuri and it's kind of this very, like, terrified and very much like, oh, I hear it too sort of look.
How audible were you when you said that?
I think they're whispering pretty low, but it's also a quiet, abandoned house.
Yeah.
So... it carries better than they expect.
Adhila is just like, what?
Probably nothing, but I will go check it out. And Adhuri starts walking off in that direction.
Wait, don't break... damn. Adhila follows.
Bailu, go with them. Don't let Adhuri go by themselves. And Bailu will follow Adhuri.
So as you head in one direction, you go into this sort of inner area that looks like a very fancy room of some kind, like some sort of ballroom or like entertainment room. And there is this beautiful, gorgeous, majestic, huge chandelier that is hanging. As you open the door and some natural light enters, the crystals off the chandelier, or maybe it's glass, you're not quite sure, sort of glitter in the small amount of light and make this nice sort of tingling, pleasant sound as you enter. And as you do, that voice stops.
So Adhuri has a kind of a couple simultaneous reactions. One is like wincing slightly from the light and letting their eyes adjust, and the other is a sigh of relief when the singing stops, and then they're gonna turn to Bailu. How are you doing? You okay?
Bailu kind of seems like his hair is a little less on end now that the singing has stopped, and he kind of looks at Adhuri and goes, meow.
Okay. I'm going to go further in. If you're scared, you don't have to follow too much. It's okay. We'll deal with this.
Bailu is prepared to follow.
Yeah, I think Adhuri says this, takes a step forward, and I imagine Bailu takes like a step following, and Adhuri picks up on it, and they have a slight smile on their face.
As you do, the doors behind you just shut. This time, however, the doors don't open.
No.
Of course not.
And you hear banging from outside, like someone trying to open the door. and seems unable to open it. As the three of you are inside, and it's fairly dark here.
Bailu? Bailu, are you okay? Bailu?
You hear him.
We're all right.
Do both of you have dark vision? I know Adela does.
Yep.
Adhuri, you have dark vision.
I have dark vision 60 feet, yeah.
I believe Bailu, regular cats do not have dark vision, so...
Poor cat.
The both of you see, well, barely. You feel the weight of a panther against you, sort of going...
I take my left hand and I just, like, kind of scratch Bailu behind the ears. I'm just like, it's okay. It's all right. I'm looking around the room. I'd like to make a perception check, see if there's any weird shit going on.
Okay.
16 on the die, 19 total.
So as you try to look around, you actually sort of hit something and then you hear it. It's this sort of a... Adela, you recognize this, and even Adhuri to a certain extent, being an entertainer, you pick up this ankle belt that is very thick and has about 200 little bells on it. You know this as Gungru.
I see.
So Adhuri is going to examine it, and it's just kind of there, lying by itself on the floor.
It is. You bump against another sort of, and it makes the same sound, and you find its matching partner.
All right. So, I think I pick up the one, or one of them.
Adhuri will pick up the other, and their eyes will narrow, and they'll turn to Adhila.
You both know that this is actually a very thick and almost about, I would say, 6 or 7 inches, that, and it's worn around your ankles like a little belt, and it is actually used by courtesans or anyone who is a trained dancer to add a very pleasant percussion to their feet movements when they're dancing, specifically in Kathak and similar style dances.
Do they still look like well kept, or do they look like dilapidated?
They actually look really well kept. Like, age has not affected it whatsoever.
That's kick-ass.
And you know that with that many bells, that is something, like, you know how you have different levels for different proficiencies of dancing? When it's that many bells, you're looking at, like, a royal courtesan of some kind, or, like, the master of a particular dance form.
Okay. Jabari is intrigued. Adhila is... troubled.
Adhuri is focused in.
What do you suggest we do?
Well, you saw what happened when they tried to open the door from the other side. We don't really have an option but to keep going forward. Whoever this belonged to, for some reason it didn't break like the rest of the stuff.
The both of you, at this point, give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh boy! Oh,
oof. My poor baby panther.
What will happen next? Find out in our next episode. If you enjoyed listening to our show and want to follow us on social media, check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Discord links within the show notes. You can also subscribe to this podcast on our website, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to leave a rating or review for us. We appreciate all the feedback and it helps make us more visible. Thank you and goodbye.